Yanks and Rays at the Trop. Erasmo Ramirez on the hill for Tampa Bay, making his first start since taking over for the demoted Blake Snell, taking on Luis Severino, looking to bounce back after a rough start his last time out.
Man, Morrison drills one to deep left center field. On the run is Ellsbury. He won't get there. It bounces off the wall. Scoring will be Longoria. And Morrison holds that second with a double. It's a ribby double. And the ball game is tied at one. Runners lead. And the pitch is grounded to third and past to Reyes. One run scores. Longoria rounds third. He'll score. Weeks goes to second. It's a double for Weeks, two-run score, and Tampa takes a 4-2 lead. Here's the 2-2 to Holiday. Swung on, hit in the air to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a two-run tying, game-tying home run for Holiday. Drove the ball the other way into the first or second row of the right field seats. Happy Holiday. Happy Holiday. Matt has bat. He hits a two-run home run to tie the game at four. And it'll be an 0-1. Line, there's a base hit to left field. Gardner feels. Norris coming home. The throw is going to be not in time. Cut off. It's a base hit. And an RBI for Longoria. He's done it again. And Tampa takes a 5-4 lead. And the 1-2. A little ground ball back to the mound. Colome flips underhand to first. Ball game over. Tampa wins.
So the Rays get the win 5-4. Alex Colome earns his 11th save of the year. Evan Longoria's fourth hit of the night proved to be the difference. It was Longo's 102nd career RBI against the Yankees. Rob Thompson filled in on the bench for manager Joe Girardi Friday night, who missed the game to watch his daughter graduate high school. So here's the acting skipper talking to reporters after the game.
Yeah, they're all tough losses, you know, and Matty hits that big two-run homer late. And it's tough one to lose. Sevy started the game. He had a rough first inning, threw a lot of pitches, but he really battled and he fought through to get through five, and I thought he did a pretty good job.
How was he able to settle in after the early ones? It seemed like things got a little bit easier for him.
Yeah, I think he started commanding his pitches a little bit better and getting some quicker outs. So he could control his pitch count a little bit. But the first inning took it out of him, but I'm proud of him for fighting.
What do you think was Clippard's issue with command?
I'm not sure. It's probably a question to ask Larry. But I'm not sure. I got some swings and misses. It looked like his changeup was okay, but they found some holes.
Is that a situation you dread when you see the guy coming up to the plate there after he walks a batter in Longoria?
Yeah, I mean, he's hurt us in the past, and he's a heck of a player and a heck of a hitter. And he's the guy that you don't really want to beat you.
What happened with Castro and Judge there? Did neither of them call it, or did they not hear each other?
Yeah, it's tough to hear, especially when you're playing on the road, because the crowd gets real noisy, especially when the offense is hitting. And they just converged, and a lot of times, you know, when two players are going after a ball, they really don't know whether they can get it or not, so you can't even call it. So they just keep running, and they're, you know, kind of blind because they can't take their eye off the ball because of the roof. So, yeah, it was unfortunate that we dropped the ball, but it's fortunate they weren't hurt.
Just get caught between hops on that.
Yes, he did. And we brought Shrevey in there, and really Shrevey did the job. He got a weak ground ball, and Toe just got a little bit of an in-between hop, and it got by him. So.
What was the feeling in the dugout that 2-2 pitch was a strike?
We thought it was pretty close, that's for sure. But, you know, when you're sitting in the dugout and you look at those pitches, a lot of them look really close, and then you call upstairs or you look at it after, and the umpire was right. So.
Did you have Sanchez in the ninth?
No, I was trying to, and this was my decision at the start of the game. I told Sanchi that, you know, unless it was an emergency, I was going to try and give him a day off. So that's what I was trying to do. And in order to do that, kind of limited my pinch hitting opportunities. So I had to pick one guy, and really it was going to be Headley for Torres if somebody got on in the ninth.
Was Hicks an option at all?
Not really, because he would have had to, you know, he would have had to hit for somebody, and then we would have had to hit for Toe, and then we're out of infielders. So.
surprising to see Torres. I mean, he's come up so clutch for you guys, you know, in every spot, you know, make one mistake.
Yeah, he's been a really good player for us for 2 years, and offensively and defensively and running the bases. So when something like that happens, yeah, it kind of surprises you, but it happens to everybody. You know, once in a while you get a tough hop, or you kind of play, you kind of rush it and try to play it, and it ends up playing itself into a in-between hop. But he's been really solid for us.
Aaron Judge went 1-for-4 in Friday's loss against Tampa Bay. His average slipped to .323 on the season. Here's the slugger talking to reporters after the game.
Nobody called it. It's a tough play. You know, in a dome, you know, both of us can't really take our eyes off the ball, so we're running for it, and no one really called it. We're just trying to make a play and glide into each other.
Where did he get you?
Or you get him? Just, I got him in the butt, and he hit me in the head and shoulder, and he says he's all right. I'm good, so.
You're good?
Yeah, I got hit harder in football, so I think we'll be good. Awesome.
Was it unusual to like be in the dugout tonight and not have Joe there? Did you even notice?
I was so focused on my plan and what I needed to do at the plate for the game today. You know, I really didn't even think about it, to be honest. You know, I got a job to do, and I was just focused on that.
Luis Severino struck out 7 over 5 solid innings of work, allowing just one run. But he earned a no decision on Friday night. He then spoke to reporters after the game.
I think, you know, Romain is a great catcher. You know, I think that we were able to, you know, hit the corners in that time and work the slider better over there.
I think in the one inning, maybe it was Souza that you thought you might have strike 3 on to load the bases, yep. And then you got... You rebounded nicely. How were you able to kind of settle down and after the frustration there?
I think that it was a good pitch. You know, he told me it was a little bit outside, so I kind of reset myself and say, hey, I had to get one more out. That was it.
Rob complimented the way you battled tonight. Did you feel like it was a battle for you out there tonight?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, I struggled the first inning. I threw a lot of pitches, and I think, you know, it was a fight and a struggle to keep myself in the game. You know, I want to go 7 innings, but I didn't get there.
How were you able to settle in a little bit as the game went on?
Like I say, Romain's a great catcher. You know, a good pitching coach. He told me, you know, not to worry about, you know, the runners. You know, execute my pitches.
Luis, what was the problem in the first inning?
I mean, I throw a lot of pitches. I think I throw like 30 something pitches or 20. I don't know. You know, trying to make good pitches over there, and they didn't get it. I did a couple walks, and you know.
Was there one thing in particular you weren't able to do?
I'm trying to hit the corner with my fastball. I think that would say, you know, get behind the count a lot, and that happened when you do that.
The series continues Saturday. Masahiro Tanaka on the mound for the Yanks against Matt Andrees for the Rays.